This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. For our next story, we're moving out of the kitchen and on to the sidewalks. We're going to be sampling some of West Oakland's native weeds harvested by two UC Berkeley professors who founded the Berkeley Open Source Food Project. Back in February, KLW's Olivia Cueva joined them as they tried to persuade people that healthy food is right under your nose. Well, actually, between your heel and the pavement. Here's her story from our archives.
I'm standing on a corner in West Oakland, and next to me are two men crouching near the ground. They're staring at what looks like cracks in the sidewalk.
That is really good mallow.
That's Tom Carlson, a physician and ethnobotanist at UC Berkeley. He's here with urban food forager and statistics professor Philip Stark.
This is incredibly lush. We're seeing cats here that are bigger than basketballs.
And they're talking about the edible and nutritional weeds that are growing wild in this neighborhood.
I mean, look at these. Extraordinary. Oh!
It's everywhere.
We've got some dock down here, too. Yes.
Rumex Crispus. This is very lemony.
It's delicious.
They're snacking away, but this area isn't known for its access to fresh veggies. In fact,
we are technically in what the U.S. Department of Agriculture would call a food desert, in that it is low income, according to the Census Bureau, and more than a mile from a place you can buy fresh produce.
And that's what brings these professors here. With a grant from the Berkeley Food Institute, they're researching the edible vegetation that grows in food deserts, places that don't have access to healthy, fresh, and affordable food. They have three research sites, one in Richmond, Berkeley, and here in West Oakland, an area that doesn't even have a full-size grocery store.
Yet you look around along the sidewalks, in people's yards, in the medians, and you see lots of available food. And that's what we're out here understanding and enjoying.
When the professors find a patch of weeds, they estimate the serving size, take a photo, and record this info onto an app called iNaturalist, where the public can access the information. They also test the soil for heavy metals and the plant tissue for environmental toxins. So far, they have identified nearly 90 different species of edible weeds. Things like
plantago, English plantain, wild mustard, cat's ear, dandelion, mallow, sow thistle, bristly ox tongue, chickweed. I just love chickweed.
Many of these plants aren't native to the area. They were actually brought here by European explorers back in the 1600s because of their nutritional and medicinal qualities.
They keep coming back without being planted, without being watered. And so if you can't beat them, why not join them?
A little further down the street, we approach a white Victorian house with a picket fence and a perfectly trimmed lawn. It stands out from all the other yards because there are no weeds in sight.
And they probably put herbicides. There's no food, but it's all one species of grass, very nicely cut.
This is what has happened. Now when I go to a nice neighborhood where people have manicured lawns, they look like deserts to me because there's no food growing.
When Carlson and Stark see neighborhoods like this one, which has been neglected by city government, they don't pay much attention to the barbed wire and graffiti on the buildings.
Corrugated siding, paint peeling off the building.
They look at the weeds as high as your chest and see a Garden of Eden.
You don't really like this. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Go for it. It's very nice. It's in the buckwheat family.
It's like sourgrass.
It has the same thing makes it sour oxalic acid.
I remember when I was a kid, the rumor was that sourgrass was sour because dogs peed on it. I asked them if they worry about dog pee or other contaminants.
Well, it just rained pretty hard, didn't it?
It's true. It did rain a lot this morning.
But wash them, okay? I mean, you're going to eat vegetables that could have cow manure on them, right? And you take them home and you wash them when you buy them at the store, right? And so likewise, you collect these, you can just wash them.
The professors want people to recognize these weeds as food, even though they're not in a package. And it even goes further.
So what's the overall purpose of the project?
To let these communities know of the availability of free foods that can enhance their nutritional status.
Take care. Bye.
After we say goodbye, I stay around to see if anyone from the neighborhood will actually try these edible weeds.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
How you doing?
Ike Forrest lives in a house that has a bunch of mallow growing outside. When I tell him about the UC Berkeley project...
Did you know that these weeds are edible? Did you know that?
No, I don't think they're edible.
They are.
Well, if UC would pass through, you wouldn't say so.
But I tell Forrest what the professors told me, that he could just wash them.
So if it was proven that these were edible and clean, would you think about just cutting some down and eating them for salad or something?
Well, I got a son as a chef, and I'm going to ask him about that. Yeah. But no, I ain't going to eat that.
And Ike isn't the only one from the neighborhood that feels this way. Even folks who specialize in permaculture are skeptical.
Here we have like a yarrow root. Yarrow root is excellent, especially in the hood, because it heals cuts.
Brandy Mack is showing me around her garden.
My name is Brandy Mack. I'm a permaculturalist, health educator, and earth activator.
And a few years ago, Mac led her own edible tours in the neighborhood called Herbs in the Hood to teach Black youth about urban foraging and plant resiliency. She hadn't heard about the professor's edible weeds project until I told her about it.
You know, would you eat the weeds growing from the ground? Let me start with that question.
So because I'm well-trained in it, certain weeds I would eat. Would my community, my children, my neighbors that I've known for years? No. Why? Because there's probably some kind of needle in there.
It's not just the garbage that makes it unappealing to eat from the ground.
Glass, Pampers, dumping sites.
Mac thinks it goes much deeper than that.
My folks will not look in the ground for healthy food, though this is where our ancestors planted everything. For folks to go down into the ground is saying, I'm broke, I don't have, I'm less than.
And that's why Mac doesn't think the Edible Weeds Project will be successful in her neighborhood.
Are we saying this is an alternative for opening another food bank in the community? Is this an alternative for no grocery store in our community? What do we do with it?
Professor Stark and Carlson want to have tastings in the community, and they're involving local residents to help map the edible weeds. But when I walk around the neighborhood and recognize all of the dandelion greens growing in the street, will I reach down for a snack? Not quite yet. For Cross Currents, I'm Olivia Cueva.